It is 42 minutes past the hour of 8 a.m. I am delighted to welcome in the studio this morning James Dyer. James is the board chairman for the Boys and Girls Club. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
And boy, you have a great voice. Oh, we have somebody new for radio here, I think. And we also have Supervisor John Leopold, whose Boys and Girls, the Boys and Girls Club is in your district. And your district is, John?
The first district.
The first district, indeed it is. Well, I was just saying to the listeners, I use the Simpkins Park, the park behind the Simpkins
sure.
Swim Center, your dog, whom I'm sure who already rushed out to meet you all this morning. We love to go walking there, and so I have watched the construction of the Boys and Girls Club from the get-go, seeing to where it is now. James, you must be super exciting that everything is coming to fruition and a party is happening on Saturday.
That we are. The party is happening on Saturday. We are scheduled from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. The community is welcome to come out and take a look at the new facility. And as you mentioned, the location is just absolutely stellar. It's next to the swim center, and it's also going to be a whistle stop for the rail trail. And so people will be able to, in the future, catch a train and come to the Boys and Girls Club or even go to the swim center. So it's a wonderful, wonderful time for this to be coming to fruition.
It is. Why are you, what made you join the board of the Boys and Girls Club? What was it that compelled you to spend your time? People have a limited amount of time, and I'm always interested in what focuses people.
Well, certainly part of it is to give back to the community. Also, a lot of the kids that go there, I experienced much of what they are going through in their lives, and so I wanted to make sure that there was an opportunity out there that they are able to, meet their goals in their lives, and a lot of that is through the programs that are run through the Boys and Girls Club. I also have kids that are club kids as well, and so just watching what my kids gain from the programs there, I just can't stop.
Oh, that's very nice. How long have you been involved with the organization?
I've been on the board since 2009, so right about when the project for the Boys and Girls Club in Live Oak started to come about. So it's been a really wonderful experience.
And did that come about, John, either of you can answer this, what was it? Did you pre-site select? Did you say, okay, we've got that space, that would work? Or did you guys at Boys and Girls Club say, help us, Santa Cruz County, we need a space because what we've got right now is too small?
Well, it's a three-way partnership between the County of Santa Cruz, the Live Oak School District, and the Boys and Girls Club. Before the RDA was dissolved, there was money that was sent to the board to approve for the project, which was $5 million to build a building, and the Live Oak School District donated the land that the building is on, and the Boys and Girls Club will be tenants and running programs through it. So it's been a really good partnership from start till, well, I don't want to say finish, because we're certainly not finished.
No, you certainly aren't. You must be very happy, John, about this.
Sure. I mean, good things happen when you listen to the community. And in 2009, we did a very extensive community planning effort where we asked the community how they would like us to use their redevelopment funds. And one of the things that they said very loudly is they wanted more facilities for young people. And I went out to every school district and said, what is it that we can work on to partner together? And the Live Oak School District stepped up and said, let's talk about a partnership with the girls and Boys and Girls Club. And within 30 days of that conversation, they had an architect and they had a plan and they were ready to offer land at the Shoreline Middle School site. And that was very fortuitous because when I brought that to the board, it was the same week that the governor announced that he wanted to eliminate redevelopment agencies. So in a rather quick pace, we moved from having a conceptual idea to allocating funds to build this building. So it comes directly from the community, the idea of having a place for young people, and to have this center now finally opening is incredibly exciting.
And you know, well, there's quite a few schools in the immediate area of the Boys and Girls Club.
Sure.
I know it's not necessarily just school children that you pull in. You pull in other kids, too, who are maybe homeschooled and things like that, but your majority pull is from the school districts.
Yeah, you have Shoreline Middle School, Del Mar Elementary, Cypress High School, Live Oak Elementary, Tierra Pacifica, Green Acres. Those right there, that will keep Boys and Girls Club busy by itself, but it's also open to all kids in the Mid-County area and all kids in Santa Cruz County. So I think it's going to be a very well-used facility. The first floor is going to be more of a traditional Boys and Girls Club with lots of great services and activities, and upstairs more geared towards teens with a recording studio, a dance studio, and other amenities.
I heard that there was going to be a recording studio.
Thanks to KSCO.
Well, we're just delighted, and we hope that with that partnership that we'll get some of the kids to come in here to the real recording studio, the real live radio station, because that's where you sow the seeds. And I'm guessing that that is part and parcel of what Boys and Girls Club is all about, is sowing seeds in youth.
Yes, that's true. We're very excited about the partnership with KSCO and the potential. It's just really got our brains on fire about looking at how we can take it to the next step. We do have a new facility that's going to have just really wonderful equipment. But adding the ability to come down and see a radio station and see really what happens behind the scenes, it's hard to pay for something like that, you know, for our kids to experience that. So thank you to KSCO.
We're very happy. I know that Michael Swirling was just thrilled to bits because he himself were, and this is no secret, and I'm not insulting him by saying this, he was a radio nerd from the get-go. And he just was, from a little boy. He loved radio and the excitement that it created, and he got the theater of the mind, which is what radio is all about. And so it was just an absolute logical win-win situation. And we've encouraged over the years, certainly since I've been on mic, having young people come in. Sure. And being on microphones for whatever reason, whether they're in a play or whether they've done something remarkable in their community, because it gives them a great deal of, it takes a little bit of courage for a young person to come on microphone, but it stands them in good stead one way or another. And I've always enjoyed having young kids. We have a high school senior who comes in once a week. Every year we pick a different school and have a senior. So I just don't feel that kids get the exposure to radio that they might. I know it's perhaps old school, but I don't think radio was going away, and I'm biased on that one, so there.
Well, and my daughter has sang in this very studio with kids on Broadway, so you've always done a good job of showcasing young people here as well.
Yeah, no, it's great, and it's important. It's just important that that sort of age group from like 10 to 16 is sort of lost, really, as far as radio is concerned. So we've always been delighted to have kids come in. Tell me about some of the facilities that are in the unit.
In the new unit?
Yeah.
Yeah, John had mentioned a few there. Downstairs we'll have a traditional learning center that's going to have new computers with we're also with the updated software for that matches what is going on in the schools. We wanted to make sure that that partnership with Live Oak School District and the Boys and Girls Club was in alignment. So we're making sure that we have the same learning software, so it's very seamless for the kids that come in. We have also a games area, so that's what we call the loud room, because when you have foosball or air hockey, adults can only handle it for so long. So sometimes we just have to take a break. But and then also, as John mentioned, upstairs there's a dance studio that can hold upwards about 12 to 15 dancers in there. Won't just be dancers. We can use it for karate or whatever works best for that space. And then, of course, the music room and the teen area. The teen area is a very large area that that has a partition wall that we can separate, so we can do different type of activities at the same time up there. We also have a kitchen that is there, and that is just shy of being a commercial kitchen.
Really?
It is, yes. And so we wanted to make sure that we had an opportunity to provide cooking classes for the kids, to teach them not only about nutrition but also how to prepare the food as well. So, and that was a generous donation that came to us from New Leaf Markets.
Oh, good.
And they are a big supporter, of course, of a kitchen.
Well, I tell you, if there's anything like their lovely demonstration kitchen over on the west side, my golly, I'll be coming in there and having...
You'll be making a stop now with your dog, I can tell.
There'll be some yummy foods coming out of there, right?
I have to say that for a number of years, that the Boys and Girls Club, the one is downtown, right?
Yeah, sure.
They would do a day for, and they would invite other people who weren't normally involved with it. And I would just go for, you know, an evening for a few hours. I had a ton of fun doing that, playing foosball and screaming,
yeah,
actually. That's a great game. It's certainly good to let off some steam.
Yes.
So what hours will the facility be open?
Well, the facility will be open really based on school hours. So on days that they don't have short days, it'll be open from 2:30 until 7 p.m. And then on the short days, Santa Cruz City Schools, their short day tends to be Wednesday, so the club is open from 12:30 until 7 on those days. It's also open during vacations on extended hours from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. That would be vacations for like the holidays or summer vacation or spring break and things like that. So, and we're open 12 months a year.
No, that's great.
Well, and you'll be happy to know that the facility will actually be available to the public when the Boys and Girls Club isn't programming there. The priority will be for young people to use the facility. There's a special space for LGBT youth, but it'll also be available for other members of the public when young people aren't using it.
For meeting spaces and things
sure.
like that. Oh, great. How many square feet is it all together, guys?
It's just shy of 11,000 square feet.
Oh, it's a nice size, and it's a pretty building, I will say.
It's beautiful, yes. And the architecture was to match the Simpkins Swim Center. So it looks very nice wedged in between Shoreline Middle School and Simpkins Swim Center.
It does, and it's a great place because if that yard isn't big enough, man, there's a field right there in front of them.
Oh, yeah.
Go running.
Yeah,
take a lap.
Or three.
So I presume you'll be having a little music maybe and some food and things on a Saturday, and the public's invited?
Yes, indeed. We will have some music there. There'll be some light refreshments, and it's really about opening it up for the community and come and take a look at this wonderful new jewel that has been added to the community of Live Oak.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, I really encourage the community to come down on Saturday at 11 o'clock because it's a chance to see their building, the building that they asked for, that they get to use, that the families here will get to use. It's a chance to look inside and see what's going on.
And do we know what's going to happen to the old building? Anybody have heard any news on
the
that?
The old building, meaning downtown?
Yes.
Well, the one downtown is still going to be fully operated.
Oh, it's still going to stay?
Oh,
so
absolutely.
This is in an addition to?
This is an expansion.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. And what is the cost so that people know to join the Boys and Girls Club? It's very minimal, isn't it?
It is. It's $60 per year, and that is something that our board has worked really hard to keep low so we can have as many opportunities available for kids out there as possible. And there are also fee-based programs that we have. There's music that we offer. There's karate, things like that. And, again, those are very nominal fee-based programs, $35 for a 4 to 6 week program oftentimes.
Oh, great. That's good. That just gives a – just really opens it up for many sectors of the community
yes.
who might not be able to. Good stuff. Congratulations. We're thrilled to bits. The new Boys and Girls Club will be opening this Saturday at 11 o'clock. It is right there by the Simpkins Swim Center. You can't miss it, just off 17th Avenue at the railroad tracks. Thank you so much for being here, James Dyer, who is the chairman of the board, and John Leopold, First District Supervisor. Congrats all the way around.
Thank you, Rosemary.
Thank you for having us.
Not at all. My pleasure.